we overlook mistakes, right? Yeah, like Veronica's mentioned it a few times. Once you're in an office here or doing something, you're in it for life. So this morning, again, we're going to talk about the cornerstone of liberty. Now, again, like I said, I know that this past week we celebrated. Friday night, there was fireworks, of course, in Princeton. And then I believe I might have been in Hennepin, too. That was Thursday night, too? Okay. And then Friday, I believe, Utica had one. And then let me ask you this, because last night I kept hearing popping in my backyard. And so as I was letting the dog out, I could see fireworks, like, towards Tiscawad. Did they have fireworks somewhere? Oh, because, I mean, you could really see them. I mean, it was amazing. Of course, my dog wouldn't go outside to go to the bathroom, so that was an issue. But... okay. Well, somebody was having fireworks there. But again, the United States of America, this nation, had its 248th birthday. And what better time to celebrate? And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to celebrate our nation and its birthday. But I do want to share a little bit of history here this morning. Our founding fathers framed a document that was drafted for the Second Continental Congress out of Philadelphia, who adopted it, of course, July 4th, 1776. And of course, we call that, what, today, the Declaration of Independence. Part of it says, we hold these truths to be self-evident and that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with a certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So these framers acknowledged that all people from all backgrounds, have dignity before the Creator. Not just whites, not just blacks, not just Spanish. Everyone has dignity. God gives dignity to those he's created. So our forefathers believed that God was the one who guides the affairs of mankind. And they clearly founded our nation on the teaching of what? This. That is the foundation. This is the foundation that brought the founding fathers to this nation, to this new land. Now, in 1864, Abraham Lincoln, regarding the Bible, says this: all the good the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. Or in other words, without this book, we would not know right, the difference between right and wrong. All things most desirable for men's welfare are here and hereafter are to be found portrayed in this book. Now, it says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, it says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. So, even though there are some Americans today that really don't have that gratitude for this nation because they feel that the present condition of our nation isn't the way, they're not satisfied with the way it is right now. But even still, we are to have a thankful heart because God divinely established this nation to be free. This didn't happen. This freedom in our nation is not a man-made thing. This was divinely given by God for this nation to be free. Why? Why? Because of this. Because when they came over across the ocean and came to this new land, their basis, their reason for being here was because of this. Because where they were from, it wasn't free. It was the way, you know, it's like the Sadducees and the Pharisees, basically. And they knew that the only way that they would freely be able to do you know, what God put on their hearts to do was to leave a land that was familiar to them and come to a new place, a new world. So regardless of how some people feel about this present position or state of this nation right now, it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "Give thanks to in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So, we as Christians should recognize that God is the author of freedom. It's not, you know, man had their hand in on that. We are his tools. We are his hands and feet. But God is the author of faith, but he's also the author of freedom. So it says in John 8:36 that Jesus is the one who sets us free. So if the Son sets us free, we are free indeed. So the basic freedom started from where? It didn't start after all the wars. It didn't start then. It started when they came to this nation and opened up a new life. But this morning, I not only want to share that, I want you to understand something. The only way this freedom that we have today is going to be long-lasting is this. Long-lasting freedom requires citizens to practice ongoing gratitude for the nation that they live in. Long-lasting freedom takes every day to show gratitude for where we are. We show gratitude as we show appreciation. That's how we show gratitude, by showing our appreciation and recognition for those who fought for our freedom. And many times lately I've noticed, if I've maybe watched like a game show or something. Here's a good example of that. Wheel of Fortune or Price is Right. I don't watch them a lot, but I notice that when they're on, like for example, I can't think of the guy's name that does Price is Right, but when the contestant comes up and he says he's in the service, he will stop what he's doing and he'll say, "I want to thank you for your service to this nation." Or many a times you hear people, contestants, say to, what's his name, not Vanna White, but the guy, Pat Sajak, that he was in the service. And the contestant will say to him, "Thank you for serving our nation." Or he'll say to them, because they were, you know, in the military, he will thank them. He will pause for seconds and show his gratitude, his appreciation, towards the ones that serve. And that's what we should do, is when we know somebody that is, you know, let's say we go to Walmart and we see someone who's in uniform. I've seen people do that many, many times. They've seen someone in uniform stop and say, "Hey, I want to thank you for your service." That's a way that we can show our appreciation and show recognition for the fact that we have a land that's free. It says in Proverbs 11:14, "For lack of guidance, a nation falls, but victory is won through many advisors." Now, I share this particular scripture because of this. In March 30th, in 1961, America's future 40th president, Ronald Reagan, said this. It says, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction." Wow. Is that a wake-up call? Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. Then he goes on to say, "We didn't pass it on to our children in our bloodline. The only way they can inherit the freedom that we have known is if we fight for it, protect it, defend it, and then hand it to them with a well-taught lesson on how they, in their lifetime, must do the same." Yes, as parents, as grandparents, that is the thing that we want to do. We want our children to grow up in the land of the free, the home of the brave. But they also, the next generation, also has to know the value, what the cost that it took for this nation to be a land of the free and the home of the brave. They have to hear about the good and the bad and the ugly, so that they won't have to experience a land where there's no freedom. He goes on to say this. Well, let's finish it. Is if we fight for it, protect it, defend it, and then hand it to them with a well-taught lesson on how they, in their lifetime, must do the same. You know, a child is going to go by example. And if we don't show appreciation towards our nation, our children aren't going to see it in us. And because then it's more expected. It's like, gimme, 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 instead of realizing. But if you're an adult and your children are there, and your children see how you respect the nation, how you respect our freedom, that's going to go into that next. It's not a bloodline thing. It's an example that an adult shows their children and their grandchildren, that they appreciate and respect this nation, and that freedom has a price. It goes on to say, and if you and I don't do it, then you and I may well spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America to be free. This is what Ronald Reagan said in what year was it? 1961, 62. This is what he said then. And look where we are today. So I shared this particular thing about Reagan because these same issues that they dealt with back then, we're dealing with now. They may be said in different ways, but it's still the same issues. But you know what? We're still free. We can still hold our head up high and say we're the greatest nation in the world. But not because of who we are, but because whose we are. Whose we are. And because when they came over on that boat and got on this, put their feet on this ground, the moment they took their foot off that ship and put it on the ground, this land became holy. It became holy because why? God is in it. And when God's in it, it's holy. Now, America's freedom to endure, number one, it is vital, you know, for us to have a freedom and have it endure. Number one, it's vital for us to pass on genuine, heartfelt gratitude of our freedom to what? First, thank God. That is the first step, is thanking God for what we have in this nation. That we live in a nation that is free. And that all people from all backgrounds, all over the world can come to this nation and celebrate freedom. Number two, by recognizing what it takes to maintain it. You know, we can talk about our freedom, but are we maintaining it? How do we maintain it? We maintain it by showing our appreciation, our gratitude. In Proverbs 15:22, it says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. So, where I'm going with this, let's go to Proverbs 13:22 then. It says, urges parents to leave an inheritance to their children. It's not necessarily just always talking about an inheritance money-wise or business-wise or home-wise. It's talking about inheritance in freedom. We had that freedom. We want them to receive that same inheritance of freedom that we want, that we have. That's an inheritance to our children or our children's children. So take the time to pass on that gratitude for our freedom. Let our children see how we conduct ourselves and how we show heartfelt appreciation for the freedom that we have by showing our recognition to others and what they did for our country, but also to show our gratitude. We need to take that time to show that gratitude so our children and our children's children see that, so that they see an example so they too can do the same. A key to parents passing on gratitude for America to future generations is first, number one, learning the true history ourselves and teaching our children to do the same. Now, some Americans have no idea. They have no idea how America came to be a free nation today. Some don't have a clue. They haven't heard or learned how God divinely led Christians across the ocean to search for new land and a place to freely worship and serve their Creator. It's as simple as that. It doesn't have to be complex. It doesn't have to be a whole history book full. It can be that simple. Saying to your young children or your young grandchildren or great-grandchildren, saying, God sent people that were being bound by religion and man-made laws on how to worship the Creator to the point where they had to get away from it. So they got in a ship, they crossed the ocean, came to a new land, and they made this new land about serving and worshiping the one true God. Not man-made laws, but this law, these commandments, these truths, these promises. And what they did is they left, they took a risk, they left other people behind. They risked their lives and journeyed to an unknown place, to a new world. But think about this. You know what a good way to put this? When our soldiers went out and they fought for our freedom, we had that freedom. We had to maintain it. We didn't lose it and we took it back. No, we were standing our ground. We were not going to let someone take that freedom that we now have away from us. But that's in the natural. That's freedom in this nation right now when it comes to other nations. That's a natural thing. Okay? That's a natural thing. But again, it was still a cross, right? Soldiers died on the front lines protecting our freedom. That's a natural. But because they did that, those biblical foundations and that influence lead, you know, that was led by the founding fathers, it was the basis of the Declaration of Independence. It was the fundamentalness of the Declaration of Independence. That was the meat of the Declaration of Independence. These truths, these principles that are in here today, they have been given to us so that we can freely worship, that we can freely serve and honor our God. As Christians, we know freedom comes through Jesus, who sacrificed himself for us. It says in 1 John 2:2, He is the anointed sacrifice for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the world. So you say, well, Pastor Bonnie, why did you talk about the natural freedom? Because today in this service, we're talking about the spiritual freedom. In order for us to have the natural freedom that we have today in this nation, we had to first have what? We had to have the first, the spiritual freedom. They had that spiritual freedom when they were in the old land, in the old country. They had the spiritual freedom in them, but they weren't allowed to express that spiritual freedom until they came to this land. Church, we do not want to see this nation come to a point where they were, where our spiritual freedom has been taken away from us. But how do we do that? we do it again by every day. First, celebrating the freedom, the spiritual freedom that we receive in here. But you can't keep it locked up in here, guys. It's got to come out. Just like kids camp, that's exactly what they did. Those helpers, those volunteers were just pouring that word into them, the promises, the truth, the blessings, the favor. They were constantly pouring that into these young people, into their souls, into their hearts. Because they're the next generation. And it's that next generation that is going to help maintain not only our natural freedom, but our spiritual freedom. Amen. With that, we're going to open up with our communion.